Hey, Renaissance Woodworker fans, here's another field report of sorts. Basically, field report is code for I'm driving home in traffic and wanted somebody to talk to. So I mentioned something on Twitter and then on Facebook the other day that my good friend Mark Harrell surprised me by shipping me a couple of his new saws to try out. And, you know, so I guess we could say that this boo and all future talk of Bad Axe Toolworks is sponsored by Bad Axe Toolworks. It's the first time I can say that a toolmaker has sent me something of this value. I've certainly received some free things before, but nothing that could be considered this high dollar value. So, Mark, thank you very much. And, you know, there are a lot of options in the tool market these days, and there's even more options in the saw market now, which I think is really fantastic. One of the things that Mark has done, besides making an amazing saw that cuts extraordinarily well, he's added that element of bling to the tool. There's so many customizable elements to his saws that really allows you to create your very own saw. It's kind of reminiscent of the Woodworks guys out in Ohio that will add flames and your name and things like that to your Powermatic table saw. Mark Harrell does the same thing with your saw, your back saw, by allowing you to choose the type of metal used for the back, allowing you to choose the handle and you know, the various woods for the handle, allowing you to choose the medallions and the saw nuts, choose your plate thickness, choose your sawtooth geometry to really customize the exact saw for you. And as I understand it, Mark now has his handle files on, his saw handle patterns on a CNC file that he will now soon be able to offer handle sizing for your hand pretty easily with the CNC machine. So Mark sent me two saws. They both have names. One is the Doc Holliday, that is a 10-inch dovetail saw, and the other is what he calls his Wyatt Earp, which is a hybrid dovetail saw slash small tenon saw. This is a 12-inch long saw. You know, sawing and back saws, because there are so many options, that really requires some good consideration to be able to say this is a good saw or this is not a good saw. I can pretty safely say this is an outstanding saw. Based on the Bad Axe tools that I've worked with before, I'm pretty confident this is an amazing saw. But, you know, I'm going to put them through their paces and see how they work. So that being said, the Wyatt Earp, the dovetail hybrid small tenon saw, I haven't had that much time to do that much with that. So I'm going to not talk too much about that here. I'll focus a little bit more on Doc Holliday, the 10-inch dovetail saw. And again, there'll be more on this in the future, but I spent, a couple of hours this past Saturday cutting dovetails using that saw. The first thing I'll say, it is lightning fast. The extra inch, on average to most of the other dovetails, that extra inch in length really adds a lot of speed to cutting with the saw. It is sharpened as a 15 PPI saw, and Mark adds his own little magic into some of the geometry with messing a little bit with the rake and the fleam and all that, but it is a rip-cut saw. It's designed to rip, and it's designed to rip fast. Like all Bad Axe saws, it starts smooth as silk, easy as anything to start. And Mark has taken to hammer setting all of his teeth now. He started it on these saws, and he's liked the results so much that he's doing it for all his saws now. And I find that that hammer set adds certainly a handmade feel to how the saw performs, but it makes for, a thinner kerf, but also a kerf where the teeth don't grab as much. So this basically works like it's on rails. If you have a knife line that you're using to start your cut, it basically sucks into that knife line and it stays dead straight as an arrow all the way through the cut. The mesquite handle, the shape is incredibly comfortable. It's very beefy, that adds a fair amount of weight to the saw, but there's so much balance, and the saw handle is set kind of down, back, and in line with the teeth, so your pressure runs right in line with those teeth, and it's very, very efficient. All I can say is I hung my Lee Nielsen progressive pitch dovetail saw on the wall, which has been my favorite for a long time, and I may not take it down again for a long time to come. So that's all I have to say on Doc Holliday. Stay tuned for my thoughts on the Wyatt Earp soon.